This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. For the nearly 1,500 migrant farm workers in Vermont, there are not many opportunities to share their experiences. Now, to help them do that, local cartoonists are pairing up with the farm workers to draw out their stories. VPR's Yu Sun Chin has that story.
The story of Guadalupe's first few years in Vermont is a harrowing one. It's told through a series of cartoons for a project called El Viaje Más Caro. In one scene, Guadalupe rushes down a snowy hill. Her hand bleeds from the fight she's just had with her boyfriend. She's only wearing sandals. All she can think is,
huir, huir de.
Run, run from the house. It's one of the scenes from Guadalupe's life when she left an abusive relationship. She retold her story for El Viaje Más Caro, which means the most costly journey. The project converts the stories of migrant farm workers into cartoons. Julia Dose is one of the collaborators on the project. She says it's a therapeutic process of sorts for isolated farm workers.
There's a lot of healing that comes from knowing that you're not alone in the feelings that you're feeling or the thoughts that you're having.
Dose is a nurse case manager at Open Door Clinic in Middlebury, which provides health care for uninsured adults. She started the project after seeing many of her migrant patients come in with anxiety and depression, but they weren't willing to talk about it.
And so cartooning seemed like a backdoor almost. It's just not as contrived as a mental health initiative. It's connecting to a person through a story. And who doesn't love a good story?
The five published handouts, each containing a story, draw on different shades of the migrant experience. There's the journey, scenes of men crossing the desert, packs of tuna and cookies slung over their backs. There's the homesickness, a mother planting native Mexican vegetables in her garden. For now, the handouts are only in Spanish. Dose and her collaborators are passing out those versions to the farms they visit.
Honestly, the best feedback that we can get is them looking at us and saying, wow, can I keep these and read them?
Translating the story into a condensed cartoon can be tricky. It takes multiple drafts and, at times, fictionalizing the story to protect the storyteller. That's what cartoonist Iona Fox did for Guadalupe's cartoon. It took 5 drafts and over a year to finish.
Her story, she took a lot of risk in sharing it. I took that really seriously.
When Guadalupe received her completed cartoon for the first time, she read it by herself.
Algo me dolió, porque es como recordar otra vez.
She says it was painful to remember, but she doesn't regret telling her story. She hopes it can help others who may be going through what she did. On the back of her cartoon, there's a phone number listed for an organization that helps victims of domestic violence. For VPR News, I'm Yu Sun Chin.